Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Yeah, welcome back. It is 6:41, which is 10:41 p.m. in California. For many of us, we are just getting used to ChatGPT, Gemini, or LeChat for generative AI. But a new generation of AI could revolution things even quicker. It's called agentic AI, and it could save businesses a fortune and cut out plenty of middlemen. Now, one AI consultancy, Cognizant, is offering free software to allow companies to create bespoke AI bots to help use this agentic AI. All this comes after a dire warning from one of the world's biggest AI companies, Anthropic, which predicted that millions of entry-level white-collar jobs would be wiped out over the next 1 to 5 years. Babak Hodjat is the Chief Technology Officer for Artificial Intelligence with Cognizant, who's also responsible for creating Siri on your iPhone. Good morning, Babak.
Good morning.
Or good evening, as it is in California. Thank you very much for staying up late for us. Babak, what is agentic AI?
Well, if you think about the AI systems like ChatGPT, they're transformations. You give them some input and they give you some outputs. They don't actually do stuff. So the simplest definition I have for an agent is a system that has the brains of something like ChatGPT, but it also has some autonomy and a set of tools that it can use on your behalf.
Mm. And you guys, Cognizant, are going to help with the creation of agentic AI by providing some sort of software.
Yeah, the moment you actually have an agent and you give it some tools and you give it a job description, it makes a lot of sense for this agent to talk to another agent that you have responsible for some other part of your business. And so before you know it, you have a bunch of agents working together on your behalf. And these systems are called multi-agentic systems. And they are very, very powerful. They break the silos in organizations. They make things more efficient and more cost-effective and improve quality as well. So the software that we've just recently open-sourced allow you to interoperably connect these agents to each other and have them work on your behalf.
And up to this, I'm guessing, Babak, you would have engaged the services of consultancies and tech specialists. Agentic AI sounds as if it's going to cut out a lot of middlemen.
Well, actually, you know, the moment you start deciding, you know, this generative AI system, what kind of, you know, when you start deciding what is its job description, you put it in a box, it's like a knowledge worker, you put it in a box. That decision is a step towards engineering. When you decide what tools you're going to give it and when you're allowing it autonomy and where you're not, this is engineering. So we're moving actually away from a world in which AI is the be-all, end-all and does everything to a world in which we actually have more agency over how we set AI systems up, how we connect them, and how we impose safeguards on them. I actually think that we're more involved in a multi-agentic world.
What did you make of the wake up and smell the coffee piece at the weekend from the boss of Anthropic about the mass destruction of white-collar jobs in law, accounting, and even consultancy?
Well, there will be disruption to jobs. There's no doubt about that. That doesn't mean that we will all be sitting around doing nothing. these types of new technologies have come, and every time they have been disruptive, this time even more. And I think they will disrupt not just lower skill jobs, but higher skill jobs as well. So in that, I think he's right, and I think we've all been thinking that. But I don't think it's a doomsday scenario. In fact, the bar is much lower in setting up and using AI systems now than it's ever been. You don't need to know a programming language. It's not rocket science. You basically explain to your AI system what you expect of it, and you set it off. So I actually think that it's much more empowering than other technologies.
Now, and a lot of companies are investing billions and hundreds of billions in AI. Will that ever kind of be returned?
It's already starting to return dividends, and not just on improved costs and efficiency of running your business, but in every area that we apply these agentic systems, we also see the impact on the quality of the job done. Let me give you a couple of examples. We actually use AI agents internally within Cognizant, for example, for our RFP process. This is a request for proposals that come in, and we service many of them. And not only is that process now that it's agentified, much faster, better throughput, better time to respond to the RFPs. But actually the rate at which we're winning the RFPs has gone up. So the quality in this particular case has improved as well. And this is just one instance, that I'm giving you. So yeah, it does have a major impact.
I mentioned at the start that you're involved in the creation of Siri. Tell us more about that.
many years ago, and using much simpler agents back then, I invented a multi-agentic system for processing natural language, and that ended up becoming Siri. I wasn't directly involved with Siri, but my team started Siri, and they used that technology. And in fact, using smaller idiot savants that represent various different functionality you want to control using your language proved to make the difference and made Siri what it was. For its time, it was pretty good. I mean, these days, maybe it's not as good as it was.
No, you're being pretty modest. People kind of know what it is globally, and it seems to have cut through. Are your inventing days over now?
I hope not. No, I'm very hands-on. I still code pretty much every week, and I contribute to the open source stuff, and I write papers. No, I think hopefully not anytime soon.
Well, you probably heard the boss of Microsoft saying that something like 30% of all the code that is written in the company is written by AI. Doesn't that mean coders should be nervously looking over their shoulder?
Absolutely. I think coders will be coding in a different way and be much more productive. I think coding is the ability to think algorithmically, to choose what happens first, what happens next. That will not go away. That sort of thinking is still the same. It's just much easier because the tools that we have are much, much more powerful in empowering us to write better code and more code at that. So, I think that is not going away. It's just transforming like many other jobs will with this AI revolution.
And what does the technology community make of Elon Musk?
He's an interesting figure. I know that he has been in AI for a while, even back 6-7 years ago when I talked about his opinions on AI with my friends in AI. They were strange and single-minded and surprising. I mean, for someone who's achieved so much, I was quite surprised that his opinions on AI were somewhat narrow-minded. I don't know if that kind of generalizes to everything else he does.
Indeed. Have a great weekend, Babak, and you can get to sleep now. That's Babak Hodjak, the Chief Technology Officer, AI with Cognizant, and the inventor of Siri.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.